This is Akashwani, the news read by Lalema Aneja Dang. Director General of Military Operations of the Indian Army, Lieutenant General Rajiv Ghai, is scheduled to talk to his Pakistani counterpart today. They will discuss the modalities that would enable the longevity of the understanding reached at to cease the hostilities. Lieutenant General Ghai informed this while briefing the media on Operation Sindoor last evening.
And air intrusions by either side with effect from 1700 hours, 10th of May, after he proposed that we cease hostilities. We also decided to further speak on the 12th of May, that's tomorrow, at 1200 hours, to discuss the modalities that would enable the longevity of this understanding. However, disappointingly, and must I add, expectedly, it took only a couple of hours for the Pakistan Army to violate these arrangements by cross-border and across the line of control firing, followed by drone intrusions across the expanse of the Western Front through last night and in the early hours of the morning today.
Lieutenant General Ghai said that strikes across 9 terror hubs in Pakistan and POJK under Operation Sindoor killed over 100 terrorists. The DGMO said they include high-value targets such as Yusuf Azhar, Abdul Malik Rauf and Mudassir Ahmed that were involved in the hijack of IC-814 and the Pulwama blast. He stated that Operation Sindoor was conceptualized with a clear military aim to punish the perpetrators and planners of terror and to destroy the terror infrastructure.
Places such as Muridke, the hub center of the Lashkar-e-Taiba, has over the years bred infamous characters such as Ajmal Kasab and the likes of David Headley. What followed was a careful scrutiny of each of these sinister locations, their layout, configuration, even the type of construction in each structure and the terrain obtained around these.
Lieutenant General Rajiv Ghai said that Pakistan Army has reported to have lost nearly 35 to 40 personnel in artillery and small arms firing on the line of control between 7th and 10th May. Director General Naval Operations Vice Admiral A.N. Pramod said that our forces remain forward deployed in the Northern Arabian Sea in a decisive and deterrent posture with full readiness and capacity to strike select targets at sea and on land, including Karachi, at a time of choosing.
The forward deployment of the Indian Navy compelled Pakistani naval and air units to be in a defensive posture, mostly inside harbors or very close to the coast, which we monitored continuously. The Indian Navy maintained seamless maritime domain awareness throughout the duration and was entirely aware of the location and movement of Pakistani units.
We spoke to defense analyst Lieutenant General Rajiv Chopra over the issue.
As we celebrate the success in Op Sindoor, I wish to inform all citizens of India that Op Sindoor continues and only there is a stoppage of fire and there is no military actions being carried out by armed forces on land, air and sea. All other measures to include economic and diplomatic continue to remain in place. Indus Water Treaty continues to be held in abeyance. Today, DGMO level talks of India and Pakistan will be held at 1200 hours. The outcome will decide in how the next few days are going to be. Enemy and the anti-national elements continue to spread misinformation. As alert citizens, we should not become targets of any enemy's nefarious designs. I request the citizens of India to refrain from spreading any rumors and forwarding any unauthenticated social media posts. Only rely on government media reports and the government press briefings. Follow civil defense protocols as announced periodically by the local authorities, especially in the border districts, and report any unusual activity, whether it be in air and ground.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing a high-level meeting at his residence in New Delhi. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Chiefs of the three armed forces and several senior officials are attending the meeting. Foreign Minister S. Jaishankar received a call from his Egyptian counterpart Badr Abdelatti. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that he apprised him of recent developments and emphasized the importance of zero tolerance for terrorism in all forms and manifestations. Indian Army has said that the night remained largely peaceful across Jammu and Kashmir and other areas along the international border. The army said that no incidents have been reported, marking the first calm night in recent days. The National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, has issued an advisory for citizens not to touch any unknown material. In a social media post, it said these could be explosive materials that may be dangerous and cause serious injury or death to people. The NDMA said that if people find any unknown material, they must inform the local authorities immediately. In a significant breakthrough, the National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested Kashmir Singh Galwadi, a key Khalistani operative and one of the escapees from the high-profile 2016 Nabha jailbreak. The arrest was made in Motihari, Bihar, in a joint operation with the local police. Kashmir Singh, a resident of Ludhiana, Punjab, had been on the run since the jailbreak and was closely linked with foreign-based Babbar Khalsa international terrorist Harvinder Singh Sandhu, alias Rinda. The Baloch Liberation Army, BLA, has claimed responsibility for a major offensive involving 71 coordinated attacks at more than 51 locations across Balochistan. In a statement, the group said Pakistan has not only been a breeding ground for global terrorists, but also a center for the state-sponsored development of deadly terrorist groups like Lashkar-e-Toiba, Jaish-e-Mohammed and ISIS. The group said the current wave of violence is part of one of the longest-running liberation movements in the region, reflecting decades of unrest, marginalization, and demands for autonomy. Back home in Assam, counting of votes for panchayat elections is underway. The counting, which began at 8 a.m. yesterday, is expected to continue till this evening. Assam State Election Commission has reported that the BJP and its allies are maintaining a strong lead in almost all districts. Voting for the panchayat elections took place in two phases, on the 2nd and the 7th of this month, across 27 districts. The elections encompassed 21,920 Gram Panchayat members' seats, 2,192 Anchalik Panchayat members and 397 Zilla Parishad members. Virat Kohli has announced his retirement from Test cricket, bringing down the curtain on a stellar 14-year journey in whites. Widely regarded as one of the modern greats of the game, Virat took to social media to share the news with fans and reflect on his journey in the longest and most traditional format of the sport. His announcement marks the end of an era in Indian Test cricket. Virat amassed 9,230 runs in 123 matches at an average of 46.85 in the game's longest format. In his 14-year test career, Kohli went on to become the fourth highest run getter for India, behind Sachin Tendulkar, Rahul Dravid and Sunil Gavaskar. Well, Budh Purnima is being celebrated across the world today. It marks the day when Gautam Buddha was born and also attained enlightenment or nirvana under the Mahabodhi tree in Bodh Gaya. The day is commemorated by Buddhists and Hindus all over the world and is a major festival in countries like India, Nepal, Bhutan, Myanmar, Thailand, Tibet, Korea, Laos, Vietnam, Mongolia, Cambodia, Singapore, Indonesia and Sri Lanka. Our correspondent reports that special prayer is being held at the Mahabodhi Temple premises in Bodh Gaya. Devotees from several countries have reached Bodh Gaya. A special Dhamma Yatra led by Buddhist monks began from the 80-foot statue of Lord Buddha and will culminate at the Mahabodhi Temple after passing through various parts of Bodh Gaya. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted fellow citizens and the followers of Lord Buddha all over the world. Mr. Modi said Lord Buddha's life dedicated to sacrifice and penance will always inspire the world community towards compassion and peace. On International Nurses Day today, Union Health Minister JP Nadda has said that the well-being of nurses is directly linked to the strength of countries' health systems and national growth. And that is the end of this news bulletin.